Joined now on the air by James Morrow, who is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service based out of Raleigh. James, thank you so much for joining us, and tell us, what can we expect to see now from Hurricane Florence in the Triangle, and when can we expect to see it?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So as of the 2 p.m. update, Florence continues to be about 110 miles offshore, off the coast of North Carolina, and it continues to slowly push west. We're expecting the storm to continue approaching the coast, and sometime tomorrow morning, maybe around sunrise or slightly after sunrise, make landfall near the Wilmington area and continue to almost inch its way westward near the North Carolina-South Carolina state boundary. And as it's doing so, we're going to continue to see some of these rain bands impact portions of our area, providing these very quick-moving but intense showers and tropical showers and downpours, which is going to continue really for the next 2, 3, even 4 days across many parts of central North Carolina.
Here in Chapel Hill and kind of in the Triangle area, when can we expect the real heavy rain to start, and what are we looking at in terms of total accumulation?
Yeah, so looking out the window right now, we're seeing some of these scattered showers across portions of the Triangle. Hasn't quite reached you guys in Chapel Hill yet, but I think over the next few hours, you'll see these hit or miss tropical downpours pushing through, and these will become more numerous, especially during the overnight hours. Tonight, most of the day Friday, and continue into Saturday and the first part of Sunday, as the storm starts pushing from east to west. So unfortunately, this weekend is going to be hard to find a long stretch of time, at least, that we're not going to see some of these showers in the area.
In terms of total accumulation, do we have a sense of what we're looking at? I think the last forecast that I saw was for 7 to 10 inches, but I know it's been varying quite a bit.
Yeah, so there is a tight gradient, or what we call a tight gradient, where, you know, south of Raleigh, they're expecting a lot more than maybe just north of Raleigh, where you guys are. But that 7 to 10 range is still in play. We're expecting anywhere from 7 to 10 inches, really, over the next 5 to 6 days from this system. However, if you go south and east of Raleigh, we're talking maybe 10 to 15, if not even 20-plus inches of rain.
Speaking with James Morrow, National Weather Service. So the other concern, obviously, with a hurricane is winds. What are we looking at in terms of sustained winds and wind gusts in the Triangle?
Yeah, so winds are going to pick up, especially as this system comes on shore. Across the Triangle, we're expecting winds anywhere from the 25 to 35 mile an hour range, but gusts could easily touch 50 every once in a while. So things are going to be unusually windy, and that, with coupled with the already saturated soils, could produce some widespread tree damage, especially in the south of east of the Triangle. But even in the Triangle, we could see a couple of trees coming down, and that could produce some power outages.
What's kind of the most dangerous time going to be for this storm?
I think, especially in our area here in the Triangle, we're looking at that Friday night and Saturday time frame, where we're going to have the highest winds and the majority of the rain. But we're not really going to be done with the rain for quite a few days. It may be until next Monday or Tuesday before we can start drying parts of central North Carolina out.
Yeah, that was the last question. What is the expectation for when all of this is going to be beyond us?
Yeah, it very well could be Monday night before we can get at least the bulk of the showers north of our area. So this is a long-duration event. We certainly recommend prepare for quite a bit of water in a short amount of time. And while the showers will be hit or miss, a lot of them have the capability of producing 2 to 3 inches per hour rates, and that alone can cause some flash flooding concerns, which will ultimately, because it's over such a large area, lead to some river flooding downstream.
And then finally, anything else that people need to know? Any sort of number one pieces of advice that you can give?
Yeah, number one piece of advice is don't take this storm lightly. This is some serious impacts, and while we may not be in the situation that Wilmington, North Carolina is in with the eye wall coming ashore tonight, we certainly have hazards inland, including a lot of rain, which is going to produce some significant flooding across the state. So prepare for the worst and hope for the best, even as far north as the Triangle, North Carolina.
James Morrow, National Weather Service, thank you so much for everything you and your team are doing all week.
Yep, thanks for having me.